You want to know what happened to the trees? Well, I didn't think anyone still cared.
Well, that's me, the guy who still cares.
It all started a long time ago when I accidentally summoned a mystical creature as old as time itself, the Lorax.
Hey, did you chop down this tree?
You need to change the way things are.
I won't let you down.
Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not.
Okay, here's the deal. The Lorax is only the fourth Dr. Seuss book that has been made into a feature-length film, and while it's not as charming as Horton Hears a Who, it's far and away better than either How the Grinch Stole Christmas and Cat in the Hat. The film tells the story of a magical creature known as the Lorax who speaks for the trees and tries to prevent an entrepreneur from chopping down his entire forest. Told in flashbacks after the trees are all gone, a young boy learns the story and wants to put things right. Like Horton Hears a Who, the Lorax looks beautiful and captures the Seussical design in the CGI universe. However, like the Grinch and the Cat in the Hat, there's a lot of padding to stretch out the relatively short picture book story into a feature-length movie. So the film has its ups and downs, especially when it comes to the added plot and characters, but it's a nice family feature nonetheless. The Lorax gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.